It's AM 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. It is the weekend, y'all. 9 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock AM. Now 10 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock AM. And we have, Dennis, we have none other than Mr. Mark. Now you work on his last name.
Doremus.
Excellent. Perfect.
See, I did it right.
Wow.
Somebody thought that thing through.
Hey, you know, I had to, you know, you got to be exact about these things. People get upset if you don't say the name right.
I'm telling you the truth.
We got a brother here right now, Mr. Mark Doremus, who is here on behalf of Neighborhood News Service.
I'm proud to be here. Which
is our community partnership. And bi-weekly, we get an update from Neighborhood News. Mm-hmm. And Brother Mark has a story and some information that he wants to update us about.
But we want to know who Mark is.
Yeah.
Just briefly tell us about yourself briefly.
Why do you want to know?
We want to know
everything.
Everything.
Everything. Oh, no.
Everything briefly.
Okay. Yes, right. In 25 words or less. Well, I started out back in the day as a journalist, a television news reporter. That was way back when. And then I went off to do some other things with the University of Wisconsin system for about 20, 25 years, retired recently, and am back with Neighborhood News Service because they cover the stories I want to cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. All right, so now you're back now covering one of the stories that we have going on that's here in our city. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. What's trending?
Well, Westlawn Gardens.
Okay.
This is not a new story, really. Development's been underway for quite a while.
Yes,
you probably know the first half of the project, the redevelopment of the old Westlawn project, was done in 2012. Mm-hmm. Very interesting initiative on a variety of levels. Mm-hmm. You know, Westlawn was a kind of a traditional housing project, looked like one. Every unit looked exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Super blocks where there wasn't a lot of through traffic, not a lot of encouragement for people to be out and about, right, in the area there. It was kind of everybody, I think, kept to themselves. And the really defining philosophy of the new project is that we want the city wants people out and in the environment, out in the parks and the walking spaces and the green spaces and the playgrounds, so that it's a community where people know each other more than they might have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and if you know each other, then you take care of each other.
That's right. Because you know the old Westlawn, Dennis? Remember the old Westlawn?
I do remember the old Westlawn.
It was a lot more secluded. Like, everyone was just kind of like to themselves.
Remember the old Westlawn?
I remember the old Westlawn.
All the guns and
drugs.
And Westlawn used to be a very, very dangerous place.
It used to be like Compton.
It was like Compton. It used to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to Westlawn, you're going to have some issues.
That's
right.
Know? Yeah.
And there were a lot of drugs that used to be sold through there, and just a lot of crime that used to happen over there. And when you go through now and you look at the redevelopment of it, it's like night and day. You would not even remember what it was if you didn't have, if you weren't a part of this city. You know, you would think, wow, this has just always been like this. But they have done a great job of transforming what the old Westlawn was into what it is now, and just making it an inviting place. Because the previous Westlawn, it was like just a dark kind of old, you know, and it wasn't inviting at all. It was actually kind of intimidating,
right?
You know, but now there's just so much vibrance, just with the new development over there. So as you have been learning about the history of Westlawn, and then this development, where we have it now, it's a beautiful development. But there was a lot of controversy around this development and its inception. Are you familiar with that?
To some extent. The reason we did the story, what kind of kicked it off, was this idea of new urbanism, which is a planning philosophy that's supposed to be walkable, people-friendly, mixed use, mixed income neighborhoods, retail, educational opportunities, everything hopefully within walking distance, right? So you kind of de-emphasize the automobile and emphasize people. So that's kind of how we got started on this. part of the philosophy of new urbanism is to include the community. Don't make decisions at City Hall without talking to the people who are actually affected.
Right.
So they did do some pretty extensive work in getting public opinion in the area as to what the new project should look like and what it should have in it.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the lawsuit that had taken place that was centered around the construction of that new development?
No.
Okay.
No, tell me about
so
that.
There was and it kind of. It kind of died down before it really got a chance to really get out here. But when they first started to build that development, you know, you always have this issue when new developments come. How do you distribute the contracts evenly throughout the community to where minority contractors or people who are disadvantaged have access to these contracts? And what happened is that they didn't fulfill the requirement of that properly, and it kind of got hushed away. But there was a lawsuit, I want to say by the ACLU, if I'm not mistaken, that ended up coming forth, or one of those organizations, based upon the fact that those contractual things hadn't been fulfilled properly. And again, I don't know, it kind of went away just as far as the information of it, but I know that that was an issue on the front end. And some things kind of got shook up downtown a little bit, where you saw some people who were in office, who are not in office, or people kind of scrambling to get away from the smoke that was coming from that. But now that we've moved past that, you do have this development. And the other interesting thing is that if you talk to people from the old West Lawn, a lot of them feel as though the new development was not what they wanted.
Yeah, because it took some of them a while to move out.
Yeah, you know, some people were like, you know, I've talked to people and they were like, we like our old.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes it's always a challenge between the old and the new.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, or just moving into something new when you've been used to something for so long.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you know, and I guess when we talk about this new urbanism, you know, what has been done to preserve those who are the history of West Lawn and this new development not being a gateway to regentrification?
Well, as far as regentrification specifically, the project, as I understand it, is very intentional about affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some units that are what they call full price, I guess you would say,
mm-hmm.
right? Where
mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a income level to qualify.
Right.
But those are vastly the minority, as I understand it, of the number of units that
so are. So you can purchase in that. In
you
that
can
place.
Rent. Mm. You can rent at market rates, they call it market rates. And there's actually, I'm told, a very long waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what the Housing Authority would say, I think, is that they've built a development that people want to live in, even if they don't necessarily have other options, right?
Right.
It's supposed to be a place where folks who could live anywhere choose to live there because they like what's there. They like the amenities. They like the atmosphere. They like the architecture and so on. So I think as far as gentrification, I think there's a very conscious effort to not to let that happen.
Right.
Right. As far as, you know, people being dislocated, obviously it's true that everybody had to move, and nobody likes to do that.
Right.
I didn't hear much about the new units being less comfortable or less desirable, you know, than the old ones. There were a lot of problems with flooding in the old units.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on a floodplain, and obviously that's part of what accelerated the deterioration of the old project.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, more of when you've been a part of something for so long. You know, there are generations of people who have grown up and been a part of that specific area, you know, and I think change brings sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone. And when you've been in a certain place for so long, change is kind of it can be frightening. And
sure.
Be fearful. So I don't, you know, when you look at how nice it is now, I didn't really understand the argument, but I'm not from that community either.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just interesting to hear some of the people and their opinion you know, feel like what they had prior was something that was a little bit more comfortable than what they're doing right now.
So just really quick, so the people that had to relocate, will they have the chance to re-enter back into the new ones once they
are? Oh, sure. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about the whole, a little bit about the design when you talk about the new urbanism. Let's talk about that and how it fits into this development that we have here right now.
Sure. Well, as I said, the reason we kind of started on the story was it was part of the month-long Jane's Walk series mm-hmm. in Milwaukee, where neighborhood groups, basically organizations or individuals, host a tour of some neighborhood in the city, mm-hmm. and Jane's Walk refers to Jane Jacobs, who was one of the early advocates of this idea of new urbanism. So there is a definite connection between what you see at Westlawn Gardens mm-hmm. and what the design philosophy recommends. Mm-hmm. And again, a big part of it is walkability, diversity in terms of the population, and a de-emphasis of the automobile.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
I think
okay.
that's the key.
Right.
Going back
less,
to kind of the
less
urban
driving,
village.
But things more accessible through foot traffic.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Right. And sustainability, you know, the city went to great lengths to try to make the whole complex energy efficient.
Really?
LED lighting for street lights with LED mm-hmm. Bulbs in the city. All of the units are highly energy efficient. Mm-hmm. There is provision for controlling stormwater without having it all just go right into the sewer system, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of gets impounded in what they call bioswales, and it gets retained and it soaks into the ground rather than going into the sewer system. So that kind of sort of environmental focus and sustainability focus, and the durability of the housing itself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like time will tell, but what I was told by the Housing Authority, Paul Williams, was that these buildings will last for generations.
Really?
Right.
So when you talk about, have you had the opportunity to talk to some of the people who are now currently?
Yeah, I did talk to Mr. Carter, Anthony Carter,
mm-hmm.
And he was in the project in 2007, so he got in, he got comfortable, and then he got told he had to move, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But he's back now, and you know what he told me was that he has a balcony on the second floor now. Mm-hmm. He has a view of the neighborhood, and that he's getting to know his neighbors, and that he feels like it can be an environment where people cooperate
mm-hmm.
and sort of look out for each other in sort of the traditional manner that we like to think of in a small town.
Mm-hmm. So this will remain a part of the Housing Authority.
Yeah, they'll wind up owning it eventually, yes.
Okay.
And operating it.
And then as far as the ability to, for affordable, the whole affordable housing aspect of it, is that something that's grandfathered in for years to come, or can that change based upon, you know, a number of years, or, you know, market value change and things like that?
That's a good question that I don't really have an answer for. I mean, obviously the units that are market rate could fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
The affordable housing is based on a percentage of the renter's income.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of creates a ceiling
mm-hmm.
on what the rent would be for an individual.
Right. So I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, and we'll actually have people go to the story for more information.
Okay, sure.
But now with this, because it looks really well, it looks nice over there. I mean, it's a total change from what it was. And with that type of investment into that area, and it being so much space being redeveloped, it has increased the value of not only that space, but probably everything around it. Mm-hmm. Has there been any?
There is some reporting that there has been some slight increases in residential property values mm-hmm. Around the Westlawn development. I don't think there is a threat to affordability.
Okay.
In the immediate future.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you know, as you know, probably Westlawn Gardens is part of a Choice Neighborhood Initiative. It's a much broader effort to sort of enhance the lives of people who live from Sherman out to 76.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole different project, $30 million for basically various kinds of programs that are going to help people live a healthy life, mm-hmm. A creative life. Eventually, you know, if the city is able to do everything that it says it wants to do in terms of enhancing that neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
I imagine that it's going to create demand.
Yeah, exactly. But again, this is something that is not short term, but it's long term and it's ongoing as far as more investment that will be potentially coming into that area around this new design.
Right. Well, as you know, of course, there's this strip mall and could stand to look better.
Yeah, it's fair to say, right?
In fact, there's a couple of them over there, too.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And there are grants, you know, to encourage people who own those properties to revamp the facades, you know, the outsides of the buildings and things like that. Now, what's that corned beef place that used to be there? I'm trying to remember the name.
Why? Hold on. I'm sorry. Why are you looking at me?
Is that the House of Corned Beef?
Yeah,
House of Corned Beef. Yeah, they moved down the street. Yeah,
well, that building is
on 51st.
Well, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, 51st and 6th.
That building's vacant, obviously, right
yeah.
now, and
mm-hmm.
it probably will be torn down, and so that'll be part of the kind of thing they're trying to do.
Yeah,
is enhance some of the retail spaces that are
mm-hmm.
around.
Good.
Westlawn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and again, I think it's a beautiful development. And over there is still a commercial aspect to what's happening there, where you got to have, for any healthy neighborhood, you want to have a healthy mix of mm-hmm. residential and commercial.
Absolutely.
And to see the investment over there, and of course, you know, you want to see your community, the value of your community increase, but you also want to be conscious of, you know, making sure that people who have been there can continue to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, overall, I think this is a great story, Mark. And for people who want to go deeper into this and look at the work that you've done around this, where can they go?
Well, the Neighborhood News Service website is MilwaukeeNNS.org. And as the last time I looked, this was, you know, the first story up. So
mm-hmm.
people will see it, or you can always just search for my name.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've done will come up.
Which is Mark?
DoreemUS.
How you pronounce that, Dennis?
Doreem. I'm good at this.
Perfect.
Thank you again,
great
Mark, for being here.
No, thank you, my brother.
I really enjoyed it. That's a I learned a lot.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
We look forward to having you back, man.
Thank you so
Yes,
much.
Definitely. All right, y'all, keep it locked to AM 1560, WGOB, 96.1 FM. Be right back right after this.
The Gospel Music Morning Mix with Sister Soraya and Mr. Dennis Walton right here on AM 1560 WGLB. Stay tuned for more information, conversation, and the best in good gospel music.